to the Best of Chasing Tone Podcast, Volume 1. Sit back and enjoy some highlights from early editions of the Chasing Tone Podcast. The Wampler Media Labs have scientifically and carefully selected clips of Travis, Brian, and Max in some of their funniest moments. For those of you who are all about content, we forgive you.
Played this one, and for some reason, it just spoke to me, and it played like a guitar. It played unlike any new guitar I'd ever played. So, of course, I fell subject to the vintage thing and pawned off, you know, a lot of gear and my soul and my wife's happiness.
Potentially your marriage.
Yeah. Dude, I'm not joking. She's still mad at me about that. Like, I'm not joking. Like, I, for instance, how long have I had that guitar now, Max? A month?
Yeah, about a month.
About a month. And just the other day, I was playing the guitar, and she walks by, and I just looked at her. I was like, man, I love this guitar. And it dawned on me. I probably just said, hey, I love you. But, and she just kind of looked at me like, well, that's nice. You know, kind of like a little smirk. And I said, you're over it now, right? And she seriously looked at me straight in the face and goes, yeah, I'm over it. And then just walked by. I was like, oh, my gosh, how long is this going to last?
That's smooth.
Yeah, that is. Yeah,
I'm not expert on love or anything, but that's not smooth.
What's not smooth? What part of it?
Yes.
But no, she's still mad about this whole guitar thing. I mean, who plays clean country licks all the time? Oh, wait a minute, that'd be you.
Not clean.
Yeah, not clean.
Got a little compression on there.
I tell you what, makes sense. You are the king of the. One Iana.
The who?
The. One Iana.
Yeah, got you.
16. Yeah,
got you.
And the. You know that one real well, too. Yeah, I actually stole that one. But.
told everybody both of Brian's legs.
Oh,
great. I almost put out a bad pedal once. I'm teasing.
At least you discontinued it. That's true. And that's how Travis lost his job. So this is apparently my last day at work. You guys can send donations to
Max at Walmart.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to try it as a vintage Univibe. You know, that's the tone for me. That's why I play guitar.
I don't understand
that
why you'd have to.
What do you mean?
Earthquaker has made the
Oh, you throwing that back in my face, huh?
Remember that time that you said you ought to build a Univibe? Oh, wait, never mind. Earthquaker did it better.
I never said that. I told you, true story here. Man, you should do a Univibe. And you looked at me straight in the eye, and these words that came out of your mouth. Yeah, I guess I could, but that interests me about as much as eating carrots. That's verbatim what you said.
I'm sorry, man. Just in the stuff that I play, Univibe does not cross my
mind. Right, and I understand that. Probably all of us in this room started with a solid state amp.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, did you, Max?
Yeah, Crete 15-watt solid state amp.
Really? That's better than one I had. Of course, you know, that was back in 1940.
Did they have amps?
They did. It had the crank on the side.
Had the big cone on the front of it, right?
Exactly.
Projects it out.
Yep. That's exactly what it was.
I didn't even know pedals existed then. I lived in Odin, Indiana. You ever heard of it?
Yeah. I think there's a stoplight there, right?
Mm.
Or is it a stop sign?
It's a stop sign, but it's got a light that flashes. What's that? Does that count?
High tech.
Yeah.
You're half looting around
I honestly think the Amish population is greater than the... English population.
Right.
Yeah. It's fantastic. But
a great place to grow up playing electric guitar.
Yeah, exactly.
In the Amish community.
Yeah. There was literally one person in town that played electric guitar other than me.
I had a V15 once, and then I also had, before they came out with that, I had a V50.
Okay.
Which is like 212.
Okay.
That was an amazing amp. I mean, it's a great sounding amp for the money.
Yeah.
And then I bought one later and they had changed the circuit and didn't sound anything like it.
See, I had...
This is the early, early one. And it was actually, it sounded great. Even great clean tone, great distorted tone. Terrible cabinet because I think it's made out of like cardboard or something.
MDF.
But, I mean, do you connect it to like a good Marshall cab or something?
Oh. Yeah.
It's awesome. Same thing with the V15 in the same way. Yeah, connected to a great cabinet.
If I tell you.
Oh,
and that's how you monopolize a conversion.
He never did ask me what my first amp was.
Yes, yeah, so I used to have one of those Creighton 15s. I swapped the speaker and it was awesome. Okay, go ahead. I had to get that out there.
It's over now.
I had to get it out there.
Nope.
Fine, Max. What was your first amp?
Nope, doesn't matter. Nobody loves me.
Okay, he's going to sit here. What was your first amp?
No, I can't tell you that. No, it's Fender DeVille 212. I'm glad you asked. I love that amp. It was great. Christmas Eve, I had to spend like all summer bailing hay to get this. I wrote a great blog. Check it out. Wampler blog site. But I'm glad they asked me finally. Jerks.
Unless you're doing that, I honestly think 2 amps is the way to go.
Mm-hmm.
But that's where, you know, good dirt pedal can come in, I guess, too.
Good. But it also comes down to, do you really want to drag two totally different heavy amps to your gig for an hour?
Depends on the gig.
Yeah, and depends on if you got to set it up and tear it down.
Exactly, that's what I mean. Like for instance, it's festival season, man. They got stage hands,
right? But when I go play at the VFW this weekend, I'm not dragging a twin and a 50 watt Marshall with me. So,
yeah,
and a Mesa Boogie,
yeah,
and a Vox, because we got 40 different songs, you know.
Yeah.
So,
just play blues. It's one song, 3 tempos.
Yeah. Play. Country, it's kind of this. It's blues with some chow in your mouth. Blues with a pickup.
That's
track.
The same thing as dip.
Yeah, chewing tobacco.
Dip.
No. No to everything that just got said the last minute.
I remember the time that you went into our room next door and clogged up my toilet. That was.
That's actually a great story.
Without telling me, and then called the maintenance man to bail you out of a situation because you knew that I'd be really mad if I knew that your butt was on top of my toilet.
So here's the story, all right, before I even get the job, since I brought it up.
Can I interject real quick? Sure. Keep this in mind. Brian is the type of person, when you go to a Mexican restaurant, he has to get his own chips and his own salsa. If there's communal anything, if there's bread, he has to pick out of it first. Or if it's communal, he just won't have any of it.
It might be able to be said I'm a bit of a germaphobe.
Yes. Yeah. He carries multiple bottles of hand sanitizer. He has one in each door of his truck. Okay, so
one in each office?
Not
for us.
Exactly. He puts one in each of our office, and it's not for us. It's so after he leaves our office, he can squirt. True story. I can't make this up. Okay, that being said,
all right.
Proceed.
So there I was, right? So first, Travis invites me down and says, hey, I need some help with Nashville Amp Expo last year.
Yeah.
So I come down and help out. I know, I've researched all the pedals and know kind of what I'm talking about halfway. And so I'm so nervous the whole time, bubbly guts the whole time. I'm like, oh, man, I hope I get this job, blah, 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 blah. So I get bubbly guts, and we had 2 hotel rooms side by side. And the boss and the boss lady are in one hotel, and Travis and I are in the other hotel room, and that's also our demo room.
Yeah, right.
And there's a door connecting the two.
And there's
a door interconnecting.
Yeah. So instead of using the demo room, our room's bathroom,
customers were going
to
be coming.
You don't want customers, to walk past that nastiness.
Right.
So I decided, I'm like, I'm going to scoot over to the boss's bathroom while the boss and boss lady are walking around. I'm in and out, ninja, nobody will know, right? So. Either I was just really nervous or the plumbing was really bad. But either way, safe to say, I had to call a maintenance guy. And so I'm on my boss's phone.
I'll never forget the sheer look of panic.
Oh, it was terror. I'm like, I'm going to lose this job because I got bubbly guts. Right? So I call the maintenance guy. I'm like, dude, you need to get up to whatever room, like 333 right now. And if you do, there's an extra 20 spot in it for you. But you need to get here now. So he comes running down the hallway with the plunger, fixes the bathroom. I slipped him a 20. Nobody knows until like the last 2 hours of this show. Travis goes, hey, Max, remember that time you clogged up Brian's toilet? It's like, dude, I got away with it the whole time. And then you have to go bring this up. But then I got hired, so evidently bubbly guts wasn't that big of an issue. Oh,
dude, if you got past the Paducah trip and that whole experience, then you knew you were okay. That's,
I think, how we coined the phrase, who farted. But that's a story for another time.
My favorite. It's when we were coming back. I remember we drove by that landfill. And you said,
Max.
You said, oh, Max. He goes, that wasn't me this time.
It was a landfill.
There was no difference in the stench, though. It smelled the exact same.
Seriously, it really did. Landfill, public bathroom, it smelled just like that. It was disgusting. Yeah, again, I was nervous.
And there was like no courtesy flush or anything. It's just Travis sitting back, or not Travis, but Max sitting in the back. And I'm like, what is that smell?
I thought.
What happened?
I just let out just a tiny little poop. And I figured like, all right, nobody's going to smell it if I just sit really still. See, it wasn't the case.
And the funny thing is like Max and I have been friends for, I mean.
Ever.
Yeah, 7 years. Yeah, 7 years, like inseparable friends. And I actually got to the point to where as soon as I smelled it, I was like, that's Max.
I've been this embarrassed since they asked me to do the monkey bars in grade school. It's like, I can't do it because I'm chubby. I don't get how to swing. I was just like, I'm just going to run through these monkey bars. Screw it. I can't monkey bar. Just as an adult, I'm like, if I have kids, I'm not going to make a monkey bar. It's stupid. Well, you'll have to bleep that part out.
Did you just cut?
Yeah. I did. I dropped the F-bomb. We'll have to just put a big censor over that.
Okay,
one.
Yeah. We'll put a beep on it or something.
That's how passionate I get about monkey bars here. The arch enemy of Pudgy Kids Everywhere.
So an octave down fuzz, Brian, might be cool. Or an octave up fuzz might be cool, too. Just...
I've already built you a fuzz.
Yeah, I know. And I'm very thankful for that.
I've already built you a fuzz.
Build my dream. Hey, you got to admit, it turned out to be somewhat lucrative for the both of us, right? Yeah. I got a free pedal, and we're selling a bunch of them.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Yeah.
But Max, I can't build a Stratocaster.
I want you to build a Stratocaster.
He wants you to build...
2 tube screamers, 1 closure.
Okay, it's coming. I'm going to call it the Maxo Drive.
Call Jeffrey.
Yeah,
call Jeffrey.
That's what you can't. I have already named something Jeffrey.
I'm named Jeffrey. It was my name first. No, again, wasn't. Wrong. Can't use my own name. You want to use your name? Nope, can't. It's mine. I took it. I named my tea pitcher after it. True story. Travis drinks iced tea every day.
Unsweetened
iced tea every day. And when he was in the office, he had this carafe.
Carafe,
and he named the carafe Jeffrey.
Yeah, Jeffrey the carafe.
Yeah, it's a dad joke, evidently. Doesn't make it any more funny. But now I'm not allowed to use my name because he's named his tea pitcher this. A piece of plastic that holds liquid. Yeah, nope, can't use your name anymore, you're wrong. Oh, it used to be your name, but now it's mine, so...
Dad joke.
Oh my god!
That's because I said something earlier today. I said something funny, and you looked at me like it wasn't funny, and you laughed. I said it's a dad joke. You wouldn't get it.
Yeah.
The joke there is obviously because I've only been a dad for a few months. But how about the Max Drive? Boom. Or here's what we'll do. On one of the knobs, we'll put minimum, and then. Max.
just put a symmetrical knob in there. It's called wrong and wronger. The wrong drive. By Wobbler coming soon.
I'm sorry, Max.
We're sorry.
Do the podcast. It'll be fun. You'll have a good time. You'll have some laughs, he said.
Oddly enough, after every podcast, he's so depressed.
Yeah. You know what's weird is we're supposed to hang out after this and go get some beers, but like, he's not going to like me. He's not going to want to.
I'm just going home now.
Yeah, dude. I'm just going to go home. Take my football and go home.
I forget what the website is now. There's a website like where all these different engineers had talked about the recordings they're on. It seems like I read on that website what was actually used, but that's been a little while ago.
If there's any Eagle fans out there, so you can email at podcast.com.
Yeah, podcast.com.
Probably using a plexi drive.
Yeah, at podcastwilderpedals.com. Charles is looking at me as I'm trying to say this. I'm like, oh man, I'm getting lost in his hair. He's uncomfortable with his haircut right now, so I had to make him even more uncomfortable.
It's an in-between stage.
Look how red his face is. Yeah, that's what makes it so great.
It's an in-between stage.
Yeah.
I'm going to fight through it. I told you before, this is my way of dealing with the midlife crisis, and it cost me no money.
See, I tried to deal with the in-between stage of my mustache, but it lasted like 4 months. So I just had to shave it at this point.
If your air quotes mustache. Oh, dude, I'll awesome. Have to send it. I ought to post it on Instagram. Can I put it on Instagram?
I don't know. I'll have to think about it. Okay. Let's do it for like, what was it? No Shave November. You can put it on there. I want to do it again because actually I get married in October. So
what did your mustache sound like? Did it have a good tone?
It did. I could play a solo.
It was gritty and hairy. Anyways, if you guys have any questions, comments, or anything, feel free to shoot me an email. It's at podcast@wamplerpedals.com, and we'll get back to you. I'm Max.
I'm Trout. It threw me off. It totally worked. I'm like, that's Trout. Wait a minute. I'm Max. Steal my name all the time.
You're wrong. Again.
Again. That's actually really good. So that's Travis. I'm Max. That's Brian. Good night.
The tone curtain. All right. Thank you, guys. Travis, Max, and Brian. Until next time. You guys know one of my favorite amps ever is a Marshall 2061, right?
Sure.
Okay.
You even named your child after it.
No, my name...
2061's a terrible name for a child.
My wife named my child.
My son.
And it was after a TV character.
She loves that amp too.
Yeah, she does. She's more of a JTM 45 kind of girl.
But it's even a worse name for a kid.
Yeah.
This has letters though.
At least it has letters.
This is my son, JTM. But his son, 2061.
So his wife, correct me if I'm wrong, future wife, made him some food. And she said, how's it taste? I think it's kind of doughy. And he goes, you're kind of doughy.
But it was one of those things, as soon as I said it, it was B's and G's. Oh. She's like, the biscuits are kind of doughy. I'm like, you're kind of oh, crap. Jeez, guys. No, I said, ah, crap. Oh, okay. But it was one of those things, like, she looked at me, and I was like, I'm really sorry, I didn't mean that. And she's like, I know, it's fine.
Yeah.
As soon as I said, I'm like, oh, man, this is good. She's going to laugh or throw something. And she was holding a pan full of gravy. I'm like, this will not be good.
Or will it?
No, burning hot gravy with a cast iron skillet being thrown at you is never good.
Guilty instantly, still to this day. But the thing is, it's like,
that's terrible.
No way, dude. I'm not going to open that door.
Just wait till you get married.
No, I'm not going to open that door because I've done enough bad crap that, like, yeah. it trumps that.
I can understand that.
Yeah, right.
So you open that floodgates and she'll dump the barrel of stuff.
Because
your
women
head.
Remember gotcha. Everything gotcha. From 10 years ago that you did.
Oh, you know, really? Time you called me fat 12 years ago.
Yeah.
No, we don't
remember
use
that time I had to take out the trash? I love you, honey, and I know you listen to these now because you heard me say stuff on one. She did. But the thing she heard me say something like, I've been married 10 years. That's awesome. And she's like, I love you, sweetie. I was like, yeah, I love you too. I never say anything bad.
I tell you what, Shelly actually listened to the podcast, and I didn't know it. I came home, she goes, you're doughy.
That's awesome. I love that.
Yeah, what a woman.
Yeah, I just wanted to... I have the best wife in the world, you know, so...
Yep, he never complains.
I've never said never anything once. Negative about her or anything.
She signs my paychecks, and neither have I.
Yeah. Yeah, it's her name at the bottom of it. Football season's back.
It's true.
I know you're excited about that.
That's good.
Are you guys
all right with it? I don't watch it.
Yeah, actually, you're more of an MMA guy and boxing guy.
I do like MMA, yeah. And I like the used tubes.
Yeah, I think MMA, I think there's some like gay tendencies there.
Maybe.
There's probably some Greco-Roman, like, a lot of steam, a lot of skin thing, a lot of oil thing going on.
I want to put on some spandex. We're get oiled up and hit each other.
Yeah, there's nothing weird about that. And then we're going to get on the ground and grapple.
Yeah.
Right?
Now you just
I don't understand the problem.
It's like a struggle snuggle.
you just tap out when you're done.
A struggle snuggle.
Oh, that's terrible. And again, for those listening, it is PG-13.
A struggle snuggle. Oh my God.
I think falls under that.
I got to use that one next time. Yeah. In fact, next time I'm watching with the kids, I'll be like, struggle snuggle.
Dude, never give me credit for it. Although Brent's going to know who it came from. Your son.
Yeah, he would be like, that sounds like Travis.
Okay.
That's about it, really. Yeah. I mean, I don't I don't really carry a gun because, like, if I go play out, then it's usually somewhere I'm not going to get killed.
You're not like the gun guy, you know?
No, I mean, I have a gun, but yeah. I don't have like a handgun.
Right.
Not that I don't have anything against it. I'm just lazy.
American so, Express card.
I probably should buy one. I just haven't yet.
You got to load it. Then you got to point it. Too many steps.
I lost interest totally after loading.
Yeah. You lost me at pointing.
Yeah, I got a guy for that. Yeah. Max, just shoot him.
I can see the YouTube comments now. You guys suck.
Yeah, you guys didn't talk about anything relevant. You know?
I literally lost 30 minutes of my life.
We've had that email before.
Yes. It's true.
Yes. My thing is if you didn't like it after 5 minutes, why'd you keep listening?
That's the trick. If you're still listening right now and you're like, I hate this, you're an idiot because you probably should have stopped it like 1 minute in.
You can't say they're an idiot.
I mean that facetiously. I do idiot things all the time. Trust me.
Hashtag wrong.
He got you.
Yes.
Yes. Hi, you're listening to Chasing Tone with Travis,
Max,
and Brian.
And we're joined today with a very special guest, Mr. Derek Williams of the Jake Owen Band.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me.
Yeah, man. We get a little insight from a real deal touring musician. I think it was after a show, and everybody thinks it's going to be this huge party, but if I'm not mistaken, we wound up listening to Whitney Houston records or something like that.
Man, you nailed it. I mean, the day starts with some Rick Astley and ends with Whitney Houston. We like to have fun. That's the hard part about being on the road is that it's fun, but you also could just get lost in that and neglect work.
Yeah.
For me, typically an average day has been I roll out of bed at like 10:30. Walk into catering and because there's no more breakfast. And I play video games for about the next hour and a half until they put lunch out, and I eat lunch. And then I'll probably drink a couple beers, do some Facebook, and then play a show. And that's before you know it. It's amazing because before you know it, it's like 6:30. And you have to get ready for the show, and you haven't done anything. So I've actually been trying to change that up. Like, I just actually made a day sheet for myself for a schedule so that I'm trying to, you know, segment my day and make the most out of it, man, you know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, also you have sound check in there too, right? Normally around 3 o'clock or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, right now we're headlining, so our sound check is first. It's from 2 o'clock till whenever Jake Owen stops playing Merle Haggard songs.
Is there anything else that you kind of want to get out there that's something we may not know about a touring musician?
Oh, man. Well, you know, we have pizza every night. I mean,
beer.
There's a pizza party. It's like, remember when you were a kid and you were in school and they did a fundraiser and the teacher was like, hey, look, if you do this fundraiser and you raise like $2,500, you get to have a pizza party.
Yeah.
I get a pizza party every night. And I don't got to raise nothing.
Yeah, and you can't do for every blues song. Yeah, that's your big one. But, you know,
Max is like,
yeah, you're not a country fan at all, are you?
I tried to get in the country, and I tried to do country things like getting drunk. And cowboy boots and hats. Actually, I won't wear a cowboy hat to scare me.
You can't trust anybody in a cowboy hat.
What are they hiding under there, really?
Exactly. You know?
But I tried to do a lot of stuff. I went to
Nashville.
Normally
just balding hair, but...
I've hung out with really cool country cats. I can't do it. I don't think I'm smart enough. Or maybe I'm too smart.
I knew that was coming. I don't really know what the story is here.
Hey, you remember that time we had a big base of customers that played country?
Yeah, that's okay. I'm hashtag wrong anyway, right?
So... No, there's and guitar's coming back in pop music.
Man, I hope so. Oh my god,
it is, man. I mean, look at all the Pharrell stuff.
Yeah,
what's that guy? Americo? I forget the guy's name, but he's using the Pinnacle.
Who?
Pharrell's guitar player.
Really?
Yeah.
Pharrell?
Yeah. No, not Pharrell.
Oh, that makes me so Pharrell. Happy.
Oh, gotcha. Oh, you're proud of that, dude. Terrible. terrible.
Hashtag happy.
Oh no. The thing is, it was pretty good. I got to give you that. That was pretty good.
No, it wasn't good. Okay.
I mean, look at the word trans fat. What the hell's that mean? I'm going to make up a word and then offer a product and say that mine doesn't have that in it. And then insinuate everybody else's does. I'd be like, these crackers don't have hyperglobin.
That's the next pedal. This should be like, you know, we remove the hyperglobin from the circuit.
Yeah, exactly. Now with no hyperglobin. And then just see if it'll catch on.
Ask your favorite pedal builder if he's got hyperglobin in his pedals. Because we went through a huge amount of transistors to get rid of those hyperglobins.
It goes back to that episode where you said you were the king of eating cake.
Cake, yeah. I could whoop anybody in that.
I don't. There is a guy of YouTube fame. He's like this bodybuilding professional eater guy. I don't think you could take him.
Probably could.
Wait, so he's maybe not a bodybuilder, like yet he eats a ton of food.
Yes.
Like the dude is, cake and stuff?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He ate like 14 scoops of ice cream on a cone and like 2 minutes.
Child's play.
And he kept going on. He's like, oh, my head.
Is he like 21 where you don't have any body fat?
I would imagine he's like 25 or something like that. Okay. Yeah. His name's Furious Pete.
Yeah, try that after about 35.
Dude, man. He did this challenge where he drinks like three, you know, that like lemon juice or whatever that you buy at the store, the concentrate.
Like the loose that's in a lemon itself?
Right. The same stuff. Yeah. But he chugged three of those like 24-ounce bottles. Chugged them right there, dude, right on camera. I mean,
I want to do that, but like chocolate cake, let's do this.
Dude, he can take you. No. Furious Pete, man, I'm reaching out to challenge you on behalf of Max to a
sponsored
cake.
By Lisinopril. Let's do this.
By who?
Lisinopril. I think that's a blood pressure medicine. Let's do this.
That's what we need, a pharmaceutical sponsorship for the show.
Yeah.
Sure. I'm looking at Colorado, Washington.
No, not that kind of pharmaceutical match.
It's a joke. Come on, a joke.
Yes. Chocolate cake.
Somebody's going to get offended. Somebody's going to get offended by that.
Yeah, if you get offended by that, then I'm sorry.
Or as I always say, if we offend you, I forgive you. Although I did get a funny email. Somebody said, oh, I love the podcast, you know. And those are great, man. If you guys are digging it, shoot us an email, let us know. But even if you're not digging it, shoot us an email, let us know. But this guy's...
Even if you're not listening, just shoot us an email.
Yeah. But this guy was like, it took me... He said, I'm a love of podcasts. I listened to all of them, you know, almost in a row. And it took me to the third one to realize Max was speaking English.
Don't care.
Oh, that's awesome.
Hey, it was working. At least you kept listening.
Yeah. And then you had that other guy goes that finally saw the video. Will you tell the story?
Yeah, I actually had one user, and I can't remember his name. Listener, excuse me, not user. That's terrible. Sorry, it goes back to the pharmaceutical thing. No, that's a transition. Anyways, he's like, yeah, I always listen to the podcast. And then I watched one, and Max sounds like he should be bald. I don't know what that means. Maybe because I usually wear a hat.
Oh.
How does one sound bald?
I don't know. That's awesome.
I would accept it like drunk. he mumbles and slurs a lot, so he must be inebriated. That makes sense. But sound bald. It didn't hurt my feelings. I was just taking back.
Bald? Your dad's kind of bald.
Yeah,
right?
My dad's very bald.
He's not. He's got hair on the sides, right?
Sure.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's probably in your future.
No way.
It's in my future. What'd you tell me the other day? I was talking about how I had a receding hairline. It goes, no, bro. You got a retreating hairline.
I was like, here's in full retreat.
Yeah. This is nothing. I didn't notice how bad my hairline was until I started watching our own podcast with the GoPro.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, holy crap, I'm half bald.
Or half not bald.
No, I'm half bald.
Half bald. Lucky